Hello, everybody. My name is Nick Morser, and you're currently listening to Fit Tips, the show all about the ins and outs of the fitness world. Fit Tips, helping you create a lifestyle that works for you. Pursuing a career in any type of fitness is by no means easy, and it does take time. However, for many people, it is worth it in the end. Today, we are going to talk to a student who is dedicated to having a future in fitness. My guest today is Ms. Tylee Lowe, a second-year student at Pierce and is currently majoring in kinesiology while having a focus on physical therapy. Ms. Lowe, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
So, what influenced you to have a career in fitness?
Well, I've always been in the athletics since I was little. I played soccer since I was three. So I've always been kind of in and out of the active lifestyle. But once I got to college, I didn't actually plan to play intercollegiate soccer. So when I realized that I was half the size of some of the girls who I was playing against, I decided to actually get into the gym a lot more, and I ended up moving a lot more weight than I should have. And I kind of got really big, and I ended up becoming the most improved player of the year my sophomore year. And it's just been something that I've noticed has helped me, not only just physically, but also like mentally. It's something that just kind of keeps me going in the day.
Okay. Where do you work out? Where did you get the most improvement?
I've actually been working out here in the Pierce gym with the trainer, James Sims. And he's actually the favorite trainer, my most favorite trainer that I've ever had in my whole life. He really knows what he's doing. And I really love that. But I've also worked out at Equinox in Encino, the USA Fitness Supercenter in Sylmar, which not a lot of people know about. But mostly here.
Okay. How long? You said you've been playing soccer since you were three. And are you currently playing soccer this year?
I actually just used my last year of eligibility in the fall. So now I'll just be doing school, which I'm kind of sad about.
Will you be playing soccer elsewhere?
I don't plan to, but I also didn't plan to play in college, so if it happens, it happens.
Okay. And since you said that you have a focus on physical therapy, where did you get the idea for that?
Anyone who's ever seen the women's soccer team's roster will know that we go from 22 to about 11 every year, and you actually need 11 people to field the team. And it always happens because of injuries and just unnecessary contact, because women's soccer is actually a very aggressive sport. And I've seen a lot of my fellow teammates get hurt, and they receive injuries that they don't think they'll ever come back from. So they kind of just give up, and they'll be like, oh, I'm just going to recover, and then I'm just going to go on with life, and I'll retire myself from soccer. And I hate seeing that, because these girls used to want to play Division I soccer, and they used to want to go pro. And it kind of just breaks my heart that they're going to give up because of something little. So I really want to work with rehabilitation and make sure that these athletes get kind of just like the love and support that they need to make sure that they can get back up on their feet and get back into the sports that they love.
Was there any one person that motivated you to pursue this?
There's a few. I know there's Angela Verduzco. I played with her my freshman year. And then there's Leslie, I can't think of what Leslie's last name is. But there was Sosa. Her name's actually Adriana, but she goes by Sosa. She's our favorite. There's probably four or five of my teammates from this past year. And it's just been a lot of people.
Okay. What classes are you currently taking, prereq?
Currently taking my Chem 60, physiology, trigonometry, and just a communications class.
Is the struggle worth it, in your opinion?
Of course.
What have you learned most from the life lessons up till now to for your goal of becoming a physical therapist? What is one of the little tidbits of information that you find interesting?
I remember I took a physical training class this last year, And I remember learning about like intrinsic and like extrinsic motivation, which is basically how you motivate yourself and how other people motivate you, and how people tend to rely a lot on extrinsic. And it's basically just about what I want to do when I become a physical therapist is make sure that people are getting enough of the outside motivation to be able to eventually learn to motivate themselves. And I feel like a lot of physical therapists don't give that. They're just trying to make sure that you make it through the bare minimum and you're able to walk. But I want you to be able to basically, if it is that situation, walk and be able to get back to as much of a normal life as you can and go back to doing the things that you love.
Okay. What are some challenges that you faced up till now?
Probably that same situation, not being able to motivate myself. Yeah. Throughout high school, I was never like the greatest student because I've never really liked school. But I feel like once I found something that I wanted to do, it was kind of like, oh, I have to work towards this now. Like, I like have to do better. And that's been something that I've actually really enjoyed seeing in myself, because I used to be the person where it's like, oh, I have a test on Tuesday. Okay, it's Tuesday morning, it's time to study. And now I'm like 3 weeks ahead in my like PowerPoint slides. I'm like making flashcards and I have like great study methods. And I just like find myself working a lot harder now that I have a purpose too.
What does the field of kinesiology mean to you?
I don't know. Kinesiology is kind of just my life. Like, kinesiology is the study of movement and how the body works. And I feel like that's just something that I've always kind of had a focus on. Like, how I'm kicking a ball, like how I run, how I move, like how I present myself. I feel like that's always just been something that my life's been focused on. So it's probably a lot more to me than just a field of study.
What are some common misconceptions about kinesiology?
PE teachers. Everyone thinks kinesiology is just being like a PE teacher or like something super small, but it's actually a lot bigger than that. There's a lot more emotion behind it than just being the person who like puts a dot on your hand every time you run a lap.
So how would you, what would you say to that misconception that PE teacher, there's more to it?
Well, there's nothing wrong with being a PE teacher. PE teachers are awesome and we need you. But everyone should definitely look into some of the other fields of kinesiology. Like, there's like people who own sports teams, sports managers, like physical therapists, obviously, athletic trainers. There's a lot of other fields that people can go into that are a lot more helpful and behind the scenes than people actually know about. And I actually strongly encourage a lot of people to go into those fields, because not only is it a lot of money, but you can also be helping a lot of people more than you'd actually see.
Why do you think people make that misconception?
I feel like not a lot of people are familiar with kinesiology. And that's just because kinesiology is a currently growing field of study. It didn't actually used to be this big, probably about 5 years ago. Not a lot of people, this is actually, I think, the first year that kinesiology has been blowing up as much as it has been. So I feel like it's just lack of knowledge.
You mentioned earlier that you wanted to transfer to CSUN.
Yes.
Why CSUN?
I know CSUN has a very strong, growing kinesiology program, and I know they have a graduates program for physical therapy, and I've seen a lot of really great reviews for it. And honestly, my mom would die if I left too far from the valley, and I really want to be around to help her out when she needs me.
Okay. How do you motivate yourself? To pursue this?
I just kind of like remember where I started, and I started off just kind of like not caring a lot for sports. When I was little, I just played them because my sister played them, and then my sister got a scholarship in track, so I felt like I needed to, and I knew I wasn't going to because I did too many things. But once sports became like a family for me, which is probably around like my junior, senior year of high school, I decided that I wanted to do more with it, and I wanted to get deeper into it. And then once I got to college, and I didn't plan on playing soccer, but I did, I ended up falling way deeper in love with the kinesiology programs, with my trainers, with my coaches, with like anyone who worked with us, our like motivators. I fell in love with everything that goes into being an athlete and helping athletes, and that just kind of became my reason to keep going.
What does your sister do now?
She actually works with a social media marketing company, which is weird. Yeah, they used to work for Red Bull, and they do like that type of social media promoting. She used to be a receptionist at Equinox in Encino. She babysits. She worked at Lululemon, which is where I got these nice pants from. She's very, very busy. She works really hard to get where she wants to go. So.
You mentioned earlier that both you and your sister work at Equinox.
My sister works at Equinox.
Your sister works at Equinox, and you
awesome and lets me in for free.
And you sometimes work out there.
Yes.
And you mentioned earlier that you meet certain celebrities.
Jason Derulo, Kevin Hart. I met Kanye. Kanye is the most important one. Kanye like plays his own music in the gym. Like, it's actually kind of interesting. I love Kanye. I secretly really love Kanye.
So I take it Equinox is a great experience for you.
Yes. Yes. I've been to Equinox probably 7 times. And like every time, it's just like always like something like new and like something like nice that I just like love. And I'm like, ooh.
Would you see yourself either working at Equinox later on?
I don't know. I feel like Equinox is a very intimidating type of environment because people really know what they're doing there. Like my sister's boyfriend is a trainer there, and he's just kind of like, they're very competitive on like what they do, and they're like, I like know what I'm doing, and like my clients like this, and like people are very like specific about what they want, and I'd be like very afraid of that type of like rich environment. I feel like maybe like later in my career, possibly.
Maybe. Physical therapy wise, is there any place in particular that you are eyeing to either intern at or?
I don't think so. I haven't looked too deep into interning yet because I do want to wait until I get to CSUN so that I can find an internship program through them. So you know how sometimes things don't transfer over and they don't take things. They're like, oh no, we want you to intern with one of our companies. And it's like, oh no.
So you would rather go CSUN, find out exactly what you need rather than rushing headforth.
Yes. It probably would be nice to go and find somewhere else to intern at so I can have the experience, but I would rather not end. Well, it wouldn't be a waste of time because I would be helping people, but I would rather just do it by the book.
Why did you choose physical therapy over, say, training?
Training is a very, I don't want to say it's a small field because it's not, but I don't feel like it makes as large of an impact as physical therapy does. Well, it does. Training changes lives, and like I understand that it can turn people's lives around, but I just feel like I could help more people emotionally and like give them like the mental support that they need through physical therapy, but I can still train as well. And I feel like training, having a certification in training can also just help me with giving out rehabilitation programs and like strength exercises and like trying to figure out what people specifically need. So I feel like they can go hand in hand.
Would you say that there are different aspects of physical therapy rather different than recovering? Like, what goes into that?
I need you to ask me one more time.
So physical therapy, most people think that it's recovering. Is mm-hmm. there more that goes into it?
I know there's like different types. There's occupational therapy, and there's like people. It's not always just like, oh, like I've like done this to my knee and like I need to like get this back. It's people, there's like deeper like motor functions. There's like different types for like different types of injuries, but I feel like they're all, I don't want to say they're all generally the same, but they're all in the same type of area, a similar area.
Have you yourself experienced an injury that needed therapy?
I have not, and I am extremely lucky that I haven't. I have like tendonitis, which is like kind of terrible, but I have nothing severe that I've needed to go somewhere for. I was like, I don't think I have. I've like strained things. I didn't tear it, but I like slightly tore like the tendon of my bicep. I've like hyperextended my knees. Like jammed fingers, like nothing crazy.
Okay, but having played on soccer, you've been around many players that have experienced that. Having been around that kind of environment, what do you think they had to go through?
I feel like it's just a lot of emotional heartbreak. I feel like it's kind of like mentally tears you down and like emotionally tears you down, because a lot of people take small things like walking for granted. And like, oh, like I could walk, like this, that, until the day that you can't. And then it's like, oh my gosh. And like people like take these small motor functions like writing, like being able to just like pick something up, like text on your phone. Like people take small things like that for granted. So I feel like for them, like being like soccer players, and especially like athletes are kind of like, I don't want to say we're on the higher end of like the spectrum, but we're people who rely very strongly on our bodies. So for people who face like knee injuries, it's kind of like, oh, I used to be able to like run and like hit girls and like kick a ball like 40 yards. And now it's like, okay, I can barely stand on my own. I can't even sit without like being in pain. I feel like that's very heartbreaking for them. And I can't imagine what they're going through.
And that's why you want to.
Yeah, that's exactly why I want to go into physical therapy, to help them get the emotional support they need to get back on their feet and be able to get back to what they can.
Okay. Have you thought about taking other like communication classes?
Yes. I want to take it's a psychology course. It's like athletic psychology, like something like that. And there's like athletic psychologists for people who are helping athletes who are recovering. And I also kind of want to take courses in that so that I can like understand it more. But I don't think I would change my major to that. But it's definitely something that's very important.
So more help. It would be a helpful experience.
Yes.
That you could take from that.
Yes.
Okay. What would you say? What would you say to people that, like, they're putting off physical therapy and they need it?
I would strongly encourage you to get in and get your physical therapy. Because in the long run, you're just damaging your body more than it already has been. And you'll never be able to get back to where you used to be if you don't do anything to fix it.
Okay. What would you say it like that? Or like, so like say you were talking to somebody and that topic that does come up, like a lot of people think that physical therapy costs a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes they think that it's just not worth it.
Well, that's personally like up to the person, because there are certain points where it's like you can't push someone to do something that they really are determined not to do, which is, I think it's very sad. But if you genuinely think that you don't need it, then that is on you 100%. But I do feel like there are things that are important, and I do think getting your body back to where it used to be is very important. Because in the long run, when you're older and you have grandchildren, and like your grandkids want you to run around the lawn and you can't because you didn't get the physical therapy on your knee that you needed, like there's going to be things that you may end up missing out later in life that you will regret, and it will be too late at that point.
Okay. Physical therapy, a lot of people probably think that it's more or less like strength recovery. Is there anything else that would go into it besides that and actually getting motivation for it?
I think it's all just mental. It's all about mentally getting yourself back up and believing that you can do it. Because if you don't think that, you can think like, oh, I can go to physical therapy, but I'm pretty sure I'm not going to get better. You're not going to. Like, your brain works in like in crazy, insane ways where if you believe you can do something, you're way more likely to be able to do it. But the moment you say like, oh, I can't, like, I don't want to, then that's when your struggle becomes really, really big, and it becomes 100% harder to succeed.
Okay. Have there been any recent challenges with either finding courses or... Oh, really?
Yeah. just because I was supposed to take an orientation to get my classes, and I didn't. But yeah. I was supposed to take an orientation in the summer of 2016, but I was traveling with a dance group, so I got like my like physical done in Ohio and I like sent it over here, and I kind of like showed up one day and I was like, hi everyone, I'm here. So I actually don't get the athletic pre-registration like everyone else does. It's like all my friends have a registration like last week, and mine doesn't open until May 7th, and I'm like, but I need labs. And I like can't get to them because everyone else gets there first.
I know you said that you want to stay in California because of your mom.
Yes.
What has your mom said about your...
My mom's been a single parent for 90, 100% of her life. So, also my sister and myself. But we do have like an amazing family that's like supported us. And when my grandmother passed away about 8 years ago, we all moved out of her home. And it used to be, I think, my mom, my uncle, my sister, and I. And then everyone else would kind of just show up. And we all just, like, had a lot of memories in that home. So once we moved and my mom bought her own apartment that we stay in together and my sister moved out, it's been a lot of just her and, like, just me because she works a lot. She is a certified nurse's assistant. She's a CNA. So she does a lot of in-home care for the elderly people. And I feel like she would just kind of die of heartbreak if I wasn't there. Like, we already see each other probably, like, a couple minutes, like, throughout the week. We're kind of, like, roommates passing in the night. It's more of like, oh, hey, I'm here. Okay, I'm leaving. I have to go to school. But I feel like I'm, like, kind of afraid to leave her alone because I don't know.
Would you say that she's 100% supportive?
Yes. My mom's been supportive our whole life. If I wanted to do something, my mom would let me do it.
Yeah. Okay. Real quick, do you have any advice for students that are in your position that are trying to probably pursue something in physical therapy?
In what position? The afraid to leave home?
Not the afraid to leave home per se, but like more or less the mental challenge.
I would just think about the impacts that you can make. I would look deeper into the subject. Especially because kinesiology has so many different fields. I would definitely find something that you can relate to. And if that's something that you want to do, I would definitely pursue it 100%. But finding something that you're interested in will make it 100% easier and realizing what you can do for other people.
Perfect. Ms. Slow, thank you so much again for joining me today on the show.
No problem.
We wish you the best of the luck in future.
Thank you.
You can find Ms. Slow teaching dance at Kennedy and working out at Equinox.
Hello.
For more information, go to kpcradio.com. I want to thank you all for listening. My name is Nick Morser, and you've been listening to Fit Tips. I hope you join me again next time. Have a great day.